Welcome back to the Don't Sweat a Podcast. We are here after a short break. A
little hiatus.
We're here with Carter.
Hello.
Josh.
Hola.
Charlie.
Hi.
No, said bonjour so we could have like all three different languages.
Who cares? We didn't communicate this beforehand.
Ni hao, Sean.
No, we're back. And Sean and...
Ni hao.
This is the last time that we're doing this to start, so we don't need to introduce ourselves every time.
Yeah, you know who we are.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think you already know, because I think the only people who watch are people who go to Maryville High School.
Anyways.
So we're...
Why you seem super
happy? You just roasted our entire podcast.
What about Singapore?
The schedule for today.
Yeah, and we have 1% US, too.
Yeah. we have the forecast, the fan of the week, the rest of the forecast, our weekly list, and... Yes.
We can't really call it fan of the week.
We have our fan of the week.
He said that.
Did you say fan of the week?
Yes.
Oh my god. I'm not paying attention. It's fine.
This guy.
Also, can we call it weekly? Because we kind of took a break.
We kind of did take a long break. Technical difficulties, a lot of visual.
It's because you decided not to. You decided not to edit the YouTube.
No, we posted the audio. We couldn't transfer the video files, but we figured it out.
It's fine.
We'll say that.
It won't happen again.
You'll still get the Spotify every time we record, and then the video will come out soon.
It just takes a while to edit the video.
Yeah, it will. It's a pain. Right. Let's go right into the forecast. Who wants to lead it off into the basketball? All
right, the forecast.
Did you not just start the episode, Sean?
Yeah, I did. Doesn't matter. The forecast was starting with basketball. The NBA draft was a few days ago. Any thoughts on this?
I mean, everybody was. I don't know if everybody watched it, but
I literally did not watch. I don't care.
Everybody had eyes on LaMelo Ball. LaMelo Ball and his dad, LaVar Ball, famous family.
LaVar Ball looked extremely mad.
Yeah, but he gets the 1v1 MJ.
That's all that matters.
It was all part of the plan.
Yeah, the
NBA is rigged. It's clear the Hornets got the number 3 overall pick just so they would have a chance to draft LaMelo Ball, and then the NBA put on a pay-per-view 1v1 of LaVar and MJ to get money.
Of course.
If LaVar shows up to every game, you'll literally gain more fans because the Hornets are terrible.
Free big baller brand.
All right. So the top three were Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, and LaMelo Ball.
And then Patrick Williams.
And then some random guy. one day contract guy up here.
They're all so mad. I don't know any Bulls fans,
Killian
but people are mad.
Kenny Avdija fell to 9, which was a big deal. Other than that, Celtics had a few trash picks out here.
Utah Jazz.
RJ Hampton falling to 24 was a little shocking.
Mitchell, right, Josh? Dan Vaughn Mitchell.
27.
Let's pull up the text from that just shortly.
27th Utah Jazz, Udoka Azubuike. In my opinion, most slept on player in the draft.
Josh, this guy saw one Instagram post about his wingspan.
270 pounds. He's seven foot tall.
He's got
a huge wingspan.
Who cares?
He's going to be an elite defender.
You saw one Instagram post about this, and now you think you're
Josh,
a beard.
He can't shoot outside of eight feet, and he thinks he's going to be good.
He'd be an Andre Drummond at best. On the Jazz?
No.
That was good.
Bandwagon for every team that you like.
Okay. Raptors. Raptors news. Raptors have released a statement saying that they will be playing in Tampa this year.
Tampa Bay Raptors.
Screw that.
Why?
Free agency signings.
Why don't we not talk about that? It's a pretty big deal.
What?
I think everyone knew it was coming, though.
No.
Why'd they pick Tampa?
Because smart to not, well...
I guess they already have an arena.
Tampa Bay Rays went to the finals. The Tampa Bay Lightning went to the finals. Next is Tampa Bay
I'm pretty
Raptors.
Sure a lot
Didn't they both win?
Tampa. No, the Rays lost, but...
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know.
I thought the Rays won. Houston lost. Oh, that was a while ago.
I think Sean would know.
Okay. Free agency signings.
Can we please talk about how smart it is that the Raptors are
not
letting them play in Canada? So
it's a great plan to put them in the highest COVID cases.
It's not affecting us. That's why it's good.
If they're allowing American teams all the time into Canada, no one can possibly say it's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a terrible
keeping
idea.
Keeping us safe from COVID, Sean.
Thank you, Justin Trudeau, saving the country.
I don't think it was Justin Trudeau.
It was Doug Ford, too.
Yeah.
Doug Ford.
All right.
It was
thank you.
Primarily.
Now we'll move on to free agency signings. Any
Third
big
time.
Signings that kind of brought your
for
eyes
the rap, for
the kind of just, you know.
In the
Serge the Snake.
Yeah, so Serge Ibaka.
Screw Serge Ibaka.
Left the Raptors.
I don't care. We're not winning
went
this.
To, anyway. Where did he go? He went to
the Clippers.
Clippers, right?
Out here, NBA genius.
Josh, man, you're
the Bucks, my team, kind of
bandwagon.
We fumbled the bag heavily. We kind of gave away a lot of picks for Mr. Drew Holiday. He's a solid player.
Bandwagon.
We should not have given up so many.
Sean, bro. Sean. Enough.
And then there was also the man, the myth, the legend, Bogdan Bogdanovic.
He screwed you guys over.
We traded for him. We traded away a lot of our players. And then he decided not to sign with us.
Now he wants to go to the Lakers.
Now he wants to go to the Lakers for an easy ring. What a snake.
Lakers are winning again.
Bogdan had a GOAT 2K card, though. So...
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God.
2K genius.
What else was there? Big signings this year. Danny Green just bounced all over the place. Kelly Oubre went to OKC and then Philly.
Hey, the girl's got a new favorite.
No, he
team.
Didn't go to Philly, did he? OKC and then Golden State.
That's so true.
And Curry.
No, we can't tell them that, so then we can ask them what team he plays for and prove that they don't watch any games and they're fake Oubre fans.
Yeah. They don't name their 2K teams after Oubre.
Yep, I did.
Okay.
Flight's going to be happy out here.
Yeah,
why?
He finally
Flight reacts.
He has some eye candy when he watches just one game
a
year.
He has to see his two pretty best friends, Curry and Ubay.
Scientist. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess
what's his name? What's his name?
I was trying to think of something.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about
who cares about
what about Clay? Clay's pretty big news.
Oh, yeah. Clay Thompson feels bad. He's out for the rest of the season.
Rip
the torn Achilles, I think, right?
Could be a career-ending injury, apparently.
I don't know.
He's not going to come back with same.
Are you a doctor?
Am I a doctor? No. Other doctors have said that it's only going to I said other doctors, didn't I?
Doctors? What other doctors? Name me one.
They say he's only going to be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, but his career, he won't be as good when he comes back.
Let's go.
Amazing.
It's not like he's a ball handler anyway. He just catches and shoots.
Yeah,
it.
You can do that on torn ACL.
You can do that without legs.
Yeah.
Hey, you could technically only need one arm.
In a wheelchair.
A lot of shooting's done from the legs.
All right.
You could just huck it over your hand, I guess, and then just launch it like a football.
All right. Scientists put human genes in monkey brains to make them stronger in a new experiment.
Why are we talking about
Source?
Rat TV on Instagram.
trust me, bro.
What do you want us to say about
see,
this?
I want to talk about this. Planet of the Apes coming to real life. It's gonna be interesting.
They're a little smarter.
I want a monkey as a pet.
They had to put human genes into monkey brains. If they had to put our genes into brains of another animal, they're not gonna take over the species that had the genes in the first place.
I don't understand why they try to get them to.
Yeah, what was it for? What was the experiment for?
Man, it's just an experiment. Why do we?
Why did Rap TV post this?
Who cares?
it doesn't make any sense to me.
What monkeys were they? Because technically we are kind of monkeys.
We are monkeys.
We are.
So what if they just put our brains into other monkeys' brains?
And trying to make them into humans.
What if they gave us monkey brains? Would we still be the same?
No, because our brain controls our entire body.
DailyMail.uk and the
Chinese
magazine.
Scientists have put Daily Mail.
2019.
No,
this isn't even recent.
No, CBC posted it. In 2019.
No, that's 6 days ago.
That's a scary monkey. Okay, so it was a white monkey with a red face and white teeth. So
researchers from Germany's Max Planck Institute of Molecular Cell Biology and Genetics in Germany and Japan's Central Institute of Experimental
Let me just ask
Animals
a question. Let me just
introduce
ask a question.
A specifically human gene into the fetus of a common marmoset monkey, causing the enlargement of its brain neocortex.
Let me just ask
you
a question.
Wow, what a
great
scientist reported their findings in Science.
what does it say?
The scientists report their findings in Science.
Some fancy word.
Like, where else would it be?
Let me ask you a question. Why do we talk about things that, one, no one cares about, yeah, and two, we
you
know
you know what our bar should be? Our bar should be, can you go the week without knowing this or hearing it from someone else? And if it's yes, then we shouldn't be talking about it.
Neocortex is the newest part of the brain to evolve.
Okay.
Neo means new, cortex meaning, well, the bark of a tree.
Now we're talking about vocabulary? Like, what is
no
this?
Clue. But apparently,
moving on.
Big brains.
Who cares? Who cares? Because about
speaking of big brains, you have a very big brain if you order some custom shoes from angelx.customs. Hey, want to spice up your shoe game with high quality, the highest quality of professional customs? Hey. At angelx.customs on Instagram, it's a local business in Ottawa, customizing shoes for customers based on the designs they want. Sean, name a Christmas movie. Sean, name a Christmas movie. I don't know. The Grinch, you said? Slap the Grinch on a shoe, give it away to Sean for Christmas. That is a great Christmas present. They're high quality.
Grinch shoes.
Gift for the holidays.
You can wear them in July if you want to.
Order quick, because orders are piling up.
Can we have like a promo code?
Promo code Grinch.
Promo code Sean for 95% off your order.
Not applicable.
No, promo code Sean for 95% off your all orders that include the Grinch.
Eligible in the next 10 seconds.
10. 9. Anyway.
One sec, let me see if it's.
Sorry, Carter. And time is up.
That was the 10 seconds.
You know, speaking of custom Christmas shoes, I remember two years ago, I wanted these custom Tim Horton Timberland ugly sweater boots.
Those aren't custom.
They weren't custom, but learn them.
Yes, I know.
I wanted to cop these.
Why?
Because
Josh, you always say that you want to buy things, and you're like, yeah, I copped it.
These would be Josh, it's like $200.
You know what
probably.
This reminds me of?
No, people on my basketball team have those.
They remind me of these.
Yep.
People made images of a Tim Hortons X Timberland shoe.
I would buy that.
I would definitely buy this.
I was joking.
But the ugly sweater, I feel like the ugly sweater. We're back. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We realized that the video wasn't recording because my phone is garbo.
Lives in Manitick that still has an iPhone 6.
Yeah. So for the first part on the YouTube, I guess we'll have.
Well, it took you so long to fix that my computer turned.
I'll edit the photos and stuff into it, but for the rest, we'll just do what we normally do.
Whatever.
And now you guys don't get to see Sean with his new abs that he got in gym class that he was showing off for us.
Great abs.
I think I gotta play this video.
Oh, that's a nice volume number,
John. Oh, good God. You hear that?
Would you like to go on walkies?
Walkies!
What are we doing?
This snippet you are hearing right now is the latest technology. Latest song, latest music for dogs to get into the Christmas mood. If you have a dog and you want them to get into the Christmas mood, I would recommend you play this.
I have a question though. How is it for dogs? Just because there's dogs in the video doesn't mean it's a song for dogs.
Listen to the audio. Like, it's like the bells.
Would you like to go on walkies?
What?
Ooh. It's all different noises that they would like.
It's not even a Christmas song. It's talking about walks.
I guess it's the first Christmas song.
You can
play
that for your dogs and see what they do.
It's called
Ring
the Woo.
I will. I'll go home and do it.
Search it up on YouTube.
Is it exclusive? Is it an exclusive part on our new website coming that is $50 you pay each month?
No, we're not
Sweat Club.
Sweat Club.
It's not like a ripoff of Send Club. It's like very cheap. Everything you see on there is like.
And lots of explicit photos.
Yeah. Okay. No. We are not a scam. Those people are scams. They just want to sell off kids.
Free merchandise. One lucky fan gets a FaceTime from the boys every week. And you get an invite to Josh's house too.
And you get to you get to watch us screw up our podcast.
You get to sleep with Josh.
What?
Every PlayStation 5 is sold out, according to Sony.
Yo.
Did you guys cop the PlayStation 5 yet?
No.
I
you think we're rich. Not Sean.
You know,
live in Manitou,
you know us.
So,
you know us. We're
PlayStation 5 sold out. I don't know, man. Is it really worth it to spend $500 on a new console right now?
Well, yes, $500 because they're selling for $900 on resale.
Who's buying it on resale?
A lot of people. Your parents probably already did.
Rappers probably want to buy on resale too. See all these
why rappers
and people complaining.
Bro, what's
celebrities?
Rappers, bro.
All these
Rap
celebrities
TV.
Complaining about how they didn't get one yet. It's hard to get one. If you got one, you're sick.
You're sick.
And nobody really cares about the Xbox, so let's move on. Cardi, you want to bring us into the
Xbox is not even bad, though.
The Xbox console is better, but the exclusive...
The Xbox console is technologically better, but no one's buying it because people would rather stick with
Spider-Man.
Sony.
I don't really want a mini fridge to play my video games.
Smaller than a PS5.
Yeah, it's smaller than a PS5 is.
I'd rather a tower than a mini fridge.
Alright.
What?
It's not
a mini fridge. It's small. If anything, the PS5 is a mini fridge. It's bigger than the Xbox.
The PS5 is a block. Or no, the Xbox is a block.
It doesn't matter. It's smaller than the PS5.
Whatever. Moving on.
Plus, when you lay it on side,
moving
it looks
on,
like a...
Alright, so Charli D'Amelio finally hit 100 million
today.
Yes,
she has 85,
no,
pretty much.
She only had 100 million today, and she did the Renegade.
No, wait, she only had 1 million because she bought 99.
That's what I was going to say, but you guys keep cutting me off. Thanks.
No evidence to support it.
There is actually evidence, but
there probably is. hit 100 million.
That actually
most followed TikToker.
She already was.
She always was, but like 100 million, that's a lot of...
Did you know Don't Start a Podcast is number one and no one knows that?
We're only 100 million away from Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah, we have 17, but we actually have ghost followers. We have 101 million ghost followers.
If we get to, let's say, 2.7 million by Sunday, next Sunday, so a week from today.
I'll jump off my roof.
Yeah.
That's how confident I am that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and then Sean will also...
If we hit 1 million in 1 year...
And then,
Sean will shave himself bald
and then donate his hair to the sheeps.
He basically has sheep hair already.
Alright,
let's go. Alright, I was really excited about this.
Wait, so we're just going to talk about Charli D'Amelio and how Sean's hair is like a sheep? That's
all we need to talk about.
Not really.
Talk about how she was canceled.
She doesn't deserve 100 million. She deserves...
Alright, so long story short.
She deserves to be...
She had a video with her sister. Her sister didn't want to eat a snail. People were angry.
And she was being...
No. That's all that happened. She didn't want to eat a snail.
It was a snail.
No, Charli D'Amelio had a legitimate aspiration of hitting 100 mil, and everyone's like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
you think we're numbers, don't you? Like, yeah.
You are.
James Charles.
You're all numbers.
James Charles, the GOAT. My respect for James Charles.
What happened to
my...
James Charles? I didn't hear.
Never mind.
My respect for Charli D'Amelio.
What happened to James Charles? I didn't see that.
He made a joke, and now everyone loves him.
That's great.
Then this entire situation is so ridiculous.
Me and Josh argued about it for like four hours.
Let Sean and Josh battle it out again. That was fun.
It doesn't make sense. If she didn't want to eat a snail, just don't eat a snail.
It doesn't matter. She doesn't deserve the followers. Just saying.
Right, yeah, no one deserves that much.
No one deserves that much followers at such a young age. I bet she gets into drugs when she's older.
She already is in drugs.
How does she have as many followers? This is ridiculous.
Her dad's gonna chase us down and shut us down.
I just want to compare. Charli D'Amelio vapes, doesn't love her followers, smokes weed, does drugs.
Don't
us four,
podcast.
No weed, no vape,
nothing,
no drugs.
We're clean.
We love snails.
We
respect our followers.
We appreciate
every
single
one
of you.
We
deserve more followers than that.
We respect all 32 of you guys.
No, we have less than that.
We reached over 100 on Instagram.
Yeah. Okay. So what are we gonna do then? All
right.
Shout out to our 100th follower.
How about we beat Sean with like
golf
clubs?
Okay. If we get to 300 followers by
next
episode, we beat Sean with 300 golf clubs.
Every follower we get in the next week is one hit on Sean with
a
golf club.
That's a deal. We shouldn't do that. We'll get a punching glove because speaking of punching, Mike Tyson.
Oh my god!
Mike Tyson returned to the ring on Saturday, November 28th, against Roy Jones Jr.
Who?
I don't know why he came back, but
who?
He came back
for
who?
Money. He's
I saw him.
Who?
I saw him in a.
He has enough money, man.
Who?
He has enough money.
Who?
I saw him in a.
Who is Roy Jones? Roy Jones.
I saw him in a.
Old guy who's running out of money.
I saw Mike Tyson. He was in like a Jimmy Kimmel interview. And Jimmy Kimmel was like, why did you decide to return to the ring? And he was like, for all my fans across the world, why'd he leave in the first place?
Big stacks.
Yeah, he's getting over 100 million
from
this
fight. The undercard is YouTuber versus athlete. Jake Paul versus Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson's gonna destroy him. It's not even gonna be close.
YouTuber,
Nate,
he's been boxing in the past. Nate Robinson played basketball.
And
right,
wasn't incredible.
Sure,
was he's incredibly athletic.
I'm seriously, I'm telling you. I'm telling you
right
now. All
okay,
right,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
This episode that we'll film, it'll be a live reaction to who wins.
Hold on. Let's compare these players. Let's compare these two. A professional athlete in the
and
NBA.
Times professional
trainer. A professional athlete from the NBA, and an actor from Bizardvark. Who's gonna win?
You got
Josh.
A guy that's been fighting for 3 years is taller and bigger.
Doesn't matter. He has less muscle.
Josh,
he probably has
a picture of your face.
No, he doesn't. And Nate Robinson.
Every Jake Paul fanboy looks like.
Have you seen Nate Robinson? Nate Robinson is jacked.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
If Jake Paul has better punches, better punches.
Josh,
better
this
than
is where
Jake
we
Paul.
Draw. Wow. Who knew? In boxing, you win with better punches.
Exactly.
Josh, I swear to God.
It's still recording, boys.
All right.
Are you sure?
Josh,
we'll cut it here quickly and then bring it back.
Josh, this is where we draw the line here. Nate Robinson, 5'8", can dunk on a basketball net.
Yeah, he's literally
he's
literally me and Chauncey.
Yeah,
he's 5'9" or 5'8", yeah.
Can Jake Paul dunk on a basketball net?
I love how we're Canadian and we still don't know.
6'1".
Yeah.
Jake Paul's Canadian.
And like people also search for Nate Robinson. Look,
Jake
they're comparing
Paul's
it too.
Canadian.
Why are you guys?
No, I'm saying I love how we're Canadian and we still search up feet.
5'9" versus 6'1".
Doesn't matter.
That's Carter but growing an inch and Sean growing down.
I'm 6'1".
Down an inch? No, you growing down an inch.
Growing up an inch, I meant.
Smart.
I am 6'1" for all you ladies.
No, you are not.
Okay, right now, and if Jake Paul is bigger, because he is bigger, he's like built compared to Nate Robinson.
He's fat.
No, he's not. Okay. We'll see. The 28th
of November? Yeah, we'll see.
We'll know when it's our Christmas special.
Wait, isn't that Mike Tyson?
Sneaky.
Yeah, it's Mike Tyson.
That's
Mike Tyson's on the 28th.
Christmas special.
Kind of
soon. We'll know.
Nice. Our 60 listeners will appreciate the hint.
our loyal
I'm
fan
sure
base
so many
that
loyal,
only listens to 1 minute
so
of the podcast.
Of our loyal fans out here are like looking through the whole video, analyzing it for all our little...
Are we talking about...
Bro, can someone start a fan page for me?
We're talking about Logan Paul.
Carter, we beat. No,
they're
starting fans.
BJK_fan_CW. We're
talking about Logan Paul going against undefeated Floyd Mayweather. Are we going to keep that out?
Let's keep
Logan
that
Paul.
Keep
that out. If Floyd Mayweather plays Logan Paul, Logan Paul is not even coming out alive.
Either you'll see Logan Paul get dropped. That's a win. Or you're going to see Floyd Mayweather's career get demolished by people.
If Logan Paul beats Floyd Mayweather, if that fight even happens. If that fight even happens, if Floyd Mayweather loses to Logan Paul, I'll eat my shorts.
If he loses to Logan Paul, his career is over.
If Logan Paul lands a punch,
I'll also eat my socks.
I will. I don't know. I'll eat an entire hot dog in one bite.
What about Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul?
You can just shove an entire hot dog down your throat. I'd like to see you do that.
Nate Robinson versus Jake Paul. I'm willing to place money on Jake Paul. Jake Paul's gonna win.
All right, Josh.
Place all your life savings.
Give me your money right now so I can buy a new PS4.
I'll make a $10 bet with you that Nate Robinson will win.
I'll make you a $20 bet to do one.
I'm telling you.
Let's pile up our money and split it with three.
And then we can go out to eat, and Josh isn't invited.
Let's get to a happy move.
Stay at home.
Not this again.
Christmas songs. Let's do our top three Christmas songs, all right?
Okay.
You need to work on your transit.
It snowed for the first time, according to Charlie.
No, it snowed like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but like this is like heavier snow.
Alright,
according to Charlie,
by the time they look at this, the snow will all be gone anyways. So.
After the first good snow, you can start talking about
all my neighbors have their Christmas trees up already.
I have my lights up.
I also have my lights up. Everyone has their lights up, a Christmas tree too soon.
I have it.
No, Christmas tree doesn't come until December 1st.
But, hey,
at least.
You can start.
Bro, mine was like December 23rd last
it's
year.
It's official time. So
I put mine up a lot.
22nd, we're filming this. What time it gets released? Probably the 23rd or 24th. Christmas time.
6th, 7th.
It's Christmas time. We're allowed to listen to Christmas music now.
Bro, at your pace.
You guys will be listening to this probably a week after Christmas. Hope you had a good one.
Yeah, YouTube. If you watch this on YouTube, it's probably February 22nd.
Yeah. So who wants to start off? I guess Charlie's gonna start off.
Me? Okay. I have a Christmas playlist, and I don't listen to it that often. but I'm a very well-informed Christmas listener, so this is the right list right here. I'm going to start with number three. Number three is White Christmas. White Christmas is a classic. You'll hear it in every single store this Christmas.
What's number two?
Not, like, this is going to go really fast if we're not. Okay. Number two is Happy Xmas, War is Over.
Never heard that.
It's a good song. I forget if it's... I forget who exactly sings it. I think it's...
Let's put in a little clip.
Is it not John Lennon? Yeah, it's John Lennon. Okay.
Let's put in a little clip of all.
Why does Yoko Ono always in all his songs?
Because that's his wife.
Yoko Ono. Yeah, we're gonna get demonetized.
I didn't know that.
Last 20 subscribers.
Yeah, and my number one, and I like Happy Xmas. By the way, it's a nice song. There's a little choir in it, and it's of little kids, and they sound really sad because it's like, at the beginning, I'm pretty sure it's, like, he's talking about while it's during the war or something. And then at the end, they sound happier because I think it's called, like, War's Over.
Symbolic
so
song.
He's like, well, it's not really symbolic or happy because people are not dying awesome. Anymore.
It, I mean,
you blow everything, like,
the whole reason why they have the choir sad and then happy is
because... Well, they're happy because their parents, maybe their parents went to war or something, or maybe. I don't know.
Wouldn't they be happy?
All right. What's number
if
one?
The war is over, if
on.
The war is over and their parents went to war, you think they'd be happy?
We gotta move on.
I don't think that they'd be happy that they won in the first place.
What's number one?
Well, they have to. Well, you know, I'm not talking about this. Number one is called, it's called Do They Know It's Christmas? It's called, it's from Band-Aid. It's in Daddy's Home 2. It's a very good song.
I haven't watched
Daddy's Home 2?
I've watched
it. It's a funny movie. John Cena's in it.
Yeah,
actually, wait, I don't know because you can't see him. You can't see John Cena. But it's a good song. It was made in like 1984, I think the one that a lot of bands have like covered it, but I think like the Band-Aid one was made in 1984 and it's about like Africa and
how in
Africa they're not as lucky as us, and I think their goal was to raise money or something.
Yeah.
Like it was made for charity, so it also has good intentions.
Have recently to his list, and then we're gonna see me and Josh.
Have you heard the song? They literally mention Africa every other word.
All right, wait, I'm going. Okay, number three on my list is "Do They Know It's Christmas?" It's the same as Charlie's number one because I don't know.
Very good song.
I like the message, and it has like. Not like a beat drop, but it kind of like kicks up and it's like it's happy. Daddy's Home 2, it's sung by this random ghost that we can't see, so that's kind of interesting. Alright, number two is Sleigh Ride. It's like, just hear those sleigh bells jingle.
Just hear those
sleigh bells.
It's such a good song.
Carter's going to become a famous singer in the future.
Hi,
you heard it here first.
OBO is like, offer me a record deal after the. All right.
We can relax.
All right. So.
And what's number
I
one?
I like how it gets happy. It's like happy throughout. It's just about sleigh riding, I guess. I don't know the message of the song. It's just happy.
It's about sleigh rides.
Yeah. And then my number one is It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year because, I don't know, it makes you happy. It's all around just about Christmas and everything. And it's been in my number one Christmas song ever since I saw a montage of the 2015 World Junior Championships with that song. So.
Oh, I think I saw that one as well.
Yeah, it makes me think of like a nice montage of a Christmas.
It's like when I hear Middle Child by J. Cole, I always think of Zion.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw it sometime on like SportsCenter or something, and it was when it was like Shoe Broke.
Of course, it was SportsCenter. They love Zion.
No, it's Sportsnet.
It's all of them. They all like Zion and LeBron.
And, yeah, well, that's true, actually.
I got my list.
No, I want to do Sean's first, because Josh is hilarious.
Okay, we'll do Sean's first.
Do Sean's first.
Third, same as Carter's first, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Just because.
It's a good song. They're all good. They're all catchy.
Second is Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell.
I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure in, like, I don't know if you remember and Carter remembers, but I'm pretty sure in grade 6, we had to do a dance to that song.
We did,
and I remember we listened to it so many times I got stuck in my head, and that's why it's number two now.
It's in Mean Girls, I think.
Yeah,
isn't it? I'm pretty
so.
Sure.
I used to think
that the what's it called? I used to think that that one girl from Mean Girls, like I saw it when I was like younger, and that one girl who's really stupid and doesn't know what she's doing. I always thought she was such an idiot, and I was like, I really don't want to be like her when I'm older. So that's why I'm where I am today, guys.
All right, and number one, greatest Christmas song of all time.
This might be
it's
a joke.
It's not even about really Christmas.
It's
Snobby Dad.
That's literally Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Snobby Dad.
That translates to Merry
it's not,
Christmas.
It's not.
I mean, Dad. Joyeux Noël.
Oh, Josh. First of all, Josh has a bookmark to Google Translate, and it translates to French.
Still, it's not an English Christmas song, but it's still a Christmas song.
Okay.
Wow, nice analysis.
Wow.
But at least Having Dad isn't English.
Wow, that's enough to make it my favorite Christmas song.
It's a great song. Great song. Great song.
Okay, right. Yeah.
It really brings out the Christmas spirit.
We had to dance to it in SK, I think. And we had partners.
Partner.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Song.
SK is the life.
Hear this on the chat. All right,
number three. Run, Rudolph, run.
Oh, yeah.
Famously known for being in Home Alone.
Well, and it's a... And, I mean...
Christmas song. No,
run,
no,
run, Rudolph.
Whenever I read this, hear the song, I think of Home Alone.
Josh, so let me really just ask, why should your list go 2-3-1?
Because I just wrote it in a random order.
All right.
Number two. You are a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You can't be serious.
I am serious. This is one of the greatest... Top three songs, Christmas songs of all time.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not.
I don't know what Christmas songs you're listening to.
It's so centered around the Christmas Grinch movie.
Which is one of the greatest Christmas movies of all time.
That's like calling...
Wait, are you saying cartoon or real life Grinch? Like live action?
Both.
Live action.
Cartoon is way better.
Live
action one isn't even that good.
The cartoon
is fine. It's a great movie to watch.
The regular one is kind of like nostalgic because... That's the one everybody used to watch.
Oh, the new cartoon one.
But the new cartoon one.
Oh, doesn't the Grinch also make an appearance in Home Alone?
No.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah, because the first night his parents go away, everything is in Home Alone.
See, you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Both the original one, and the new one, the one with Will Ferrell, I think.
No, it's Jim. Oh, what's his name?
No, he's talking about the animated.
That one.
I meant live action one.
No, both, but I like the both. Both are good. And number one, greatest song.
This has to be a joke.
This one isn't.
I
want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Bow, 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 bow,
this song brings back so many memories. This song is too
you
good.
Can't possibly say it's a number one though, being entirely serious. Like if you're joking, then okay, I get it.
Serious. And you know what?
Oh my god, Josh.
Josh, man.
What do you want for Christmas? A hippopotamus.
Oh, well.
This.
Why did this random little girl want a giant, wild animal in her house?
That just flew over to her.
You just want a hippopotamus. That's the whole thing.
But why does she want a hippopotamus? What was
in the podcast?
What was the... Like, inspiration for wanting a hippopotamus.
I have no clue, but, I noticed no Mariah Carey on any of our lists.
It's because that song's overplayed.
That's true.
I've literally heard it on the radio eight times this year, and it is not even December.
Made in the 50s?
It's not. She was even alive back then.
No, Mariah Carey didn't sing Hippopotamus.
The Christmas song.
Yeah, it was sung by a little kid, I think.
Oh.
And then she grew up, and she, I think, yeah, Gayla Peavy. What a name.
Let's play it for our viewers.
No. Demonetization.
You know, if we get demonetized, screw it.
Views.
Screw it. Let's just get demonetized. Let's just get demonetized.
Let's do it.
We're going to get demonetized, Josh. We're doing it right now.
I
don't think Gayla Peavy cares as much.
Wait, can we do the...
If she's dead...
Can we do the one with the hippos?
Can you turn it all the way up so the Spotify can hear it?
Here, it is.
I got it.
No, go back. No, go back. No, there's one with the hippopotamus singing
turn,
it.
Turn up so it can hear it. Oh, yeah.
Okay, see, classic.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
What does she want?
Should we do a Christmas sing-along?
We should.
five.
Next 100 episode,
likes,
maybe.
100 likes. 100 likes.
No, Christmas no, sing-along. 2 likes. I want to do it.
No,
I want to.
And it could be on Zoom.
100 likes.
Zoom, so it's super laggy and everyone cuts out all the time.
100 likes, we'll do a Zoom call with all of our fans.
Why 100? All of our fans?
We'll do it.
The funny thing is, it would probably be achievable and everyone would be able to sound fine.
All right. I think that concludes our podcast for today.
Yay!
I'm really sorry about the technical difficulties.
Yeah,
but,
Josh.
Josh.
You know what?
That was all Josh's fault, for the record.
His phone.
The center of Clipper Troy didn't say enough.
That would kill our podcast right there.
Josh, remember, you have to give your special wrap up.
Where can we find the podcast? We can check out our socials in the description of the YouTube and the Spotify.
We have Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. And
Insta, Don't Sweat It Podcast. Insta, Twitter, @DontSweatItPod1. TikTok, Don't Sweat It.
YouTube, on the Twitter?
Don't Sweat It Podcast. I have, like, once, but, like,
you know what? And same also app. On Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, so we're on everything.
Slamming your
ears. All right. Almost everything. Well, that concludes it.
Yeah.
Have a Merry Christmas.
It's November.
G.